Upper Nile State's Ulang County Commissioner Riek Galwak confirms the cross-border business has come to a standstill following yesterday's fighting. If the fighting continues, Galwak says he worries living conditions will deteriorate as the area depends largely on food supplies from Gambela.
If it is like this, it will be very terrible because that is the place we get all goodies. If they close, there are no way. It will be very terrible from this area. Because the business people, they bring food over there, bring sorghum, bring all everything brought from this area.
Akobo County Executive Director Yonis Jol says businesses have also shut down in Akobo due to the fighting. He says most food commodities in Akobo markets come from Ethiopia's Gambela region.
The problem in the Gambela region will affect Akobo too much, Even right now, people are just transporting things from Gambela, a commodity, a special food commodity, and dried commodity like clothes.
Temesgen Teshale, Public Diplomacy Affairs Officer at the Ethiopian Embassy in Juba, says the government of Ethiopia is saddened by the new fighting in Gambela, but has dispatched security forces to the area who are containing the situation.
It was a situation that happened due to some anti-peace elements which are trying to operate between the around the boundary area of Ethiopia and South Sudan. Those are the ones which opened gunfire around some parts of the Gambela town. But the Ethiopian government security forces arrived and they managed the situation and. The Ethiopian government security forces controlled the situation and managed. So beginning from yesterday afternoon to this morning, the government security forces were clearing the areas in search of anti-peace elements hideouts.
Gambela Regional State Government said in a statement released Tuesday that gunfire erupted between government security forces and joint forces of the Gambela Liberation Front and the Oromo Liberation Army in Gambela town. The regional government said its security forces regained control of parts of Gambela from the armed groups. According to Addis Standard, an Ethiopian media outlet, the Gambela Liberation Front and Oromo rebels under the leadership of Otto Gadluagbom Pal claimed responsibility for the attack on the state capital but denied targeting civilians. Unidentified eyewitnesses say the rebels and government forces are continuing to fight around the regional parliament building. According to Addis Standard, the Ethiopian government statement reports there have been casualties on both sides without providing numbers. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Juba.